That is correct, and we do this every Wednesday at this time, and if you want to add to the conversation, if there's something that is just swimming around your head that won't leave it, email us, rentfree1310@gmail.com. We got plenty from the P1s, but Monty said, hey, I've got something to give you. So, wah, wah.
Yeah, so this is something that a P1 sent to actually Whip, so to DJ and I, and we were debating whether or not
And Ham. Also Ham.
You did not send it to Ham, but Ham was included.
Yeah, the star of Whip, mm-hmm. Ham.
Just ask him. But we were debating if we wanted to maybe do something at Summer Chill involving this, and we thought better of it. DJ's got a lot on his plate, what with Let's Bunt and all.
You declined.
Spoiler.
So we said, you know what, let's just play it on air. I think it's better. So good P1 Jameson, who I don't know exactly what he does, but he works in music somehow. He took some of our favorite Deddy drops and made an absolute summer banger.
Okay.
Better than the Will Smith song already. Hell yeah. So I can see the music video in my head as I'm listening to it.
He's got his Kangol hat on.
With one, yeah, with his headphone on one ear.
He's got a chalice.
All kinds of black ladies shaking ass around him.
Yeah. Some big booty women around him. We need to hear that once a day at least.
Such a good song.
That's awesome. Yes. I want that swinging around my head.
Way to go, P1 Jameson. I love that.
Well, the aforementioned DJ of Whip and P1 Adrian emails in, yes, gentlemen, it feels as though the purpose of my existence is to hear Let's Bunt. I fiend for it during Why Today Doesn't Suck, or as a return music during the Hardline. Pretty, pretty please, will you at least play the intro? And we will do that for you here.
I think we have to.
But you also need to come to Granada tomorrow night, mm-hmm. because the Hardline has already let it be known that Let's Bunt will be performed by DJ. So it's a little appetizer for tomorrow night.
Put on your red shoes and choke up the bat. Let's bunt. A runner on first needs to be moved. Let's bunt. Be fast enough to win a foot race.
So I'm guessing tomorrow night DJ will not have the same like shock therapy cadence.
I hope so. Being debated.
We were thinking about giving him a lobotomy right before.
Or an edible.
Or an edible.
Like a really, really strong edible.
Either way.
That'd be funny because that song is so upbeat and you just want to dance. I mean, it's called Let's Dance.
Yeah.
And if he's just out there just standing still, let's bunt.
I think we said the most exciting playing baseball to it. Bunt.
He loves bunting.
I'm just looking forward to the stage presence.
I know.
It's going to be so great. So again, Granada tomorrow night. Time
can't
wasters.
Wait.
It's going to be great. Kylie emails in, hello, Sweet Spot. When I was a young child in the tickets early days and my dad, Greg, would blast the ticket every morning, the traffic and ticker beds were part of my elementary-aged morning routine. Every time I hear the inferior, in my opinion, traffic bed start nowadays, I think of the very first traffic bed I ever heard, stick it up your tailpipe with honks at the end.
Man.
I would like to hear that if you can dig it up, and maybe some other old beds I've forgotten from the mid to late 90s. Good day and queef to you and your families. Yeah. P1 Kaylee with a heart. Or Kylie, I should say.
Queef to you too, Kylie.
I've been sitting on this one for about a month. And the reason that is because I've done some digging in our system. Ham, these are so hard to find. I've talked to people in production that have been here since day one.
Do we have any old e-brakes or anything from some of those?
So let's go back in time. So this is the current one.
The Ticket Ticker.
Okay.
So we have
hear it twice an hour.
We have some older ones, you say?
And then Lando turns his mic and is like, crap, I got
to do a ticker
here.
Okay.
This is what you heard from about 2015 to
23, 24.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket
ticker. This one's still the GOAT for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
This is the one where I started doing tickers.
Same. This is,
Joe Carr's RNIO.
This is classic in my mind. And as far as the traffic beds, I don't know. I've always heard these.
Oh, we got one more.
Tailpipe. Oh, we do?
One more?
I think this might be the first one. This was like at the end of segments. They used to do tickers.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But this is part of an e-break.
Time for still another Ticket Ticker. And with it, here's Walter Winchell.
The Ticket Ticker.
Yep.
Not doing the ticker in that voice.
Come on, do
this
it.
Is Dave.
All right. The Cowboys coaching search is in the embryonic stage. We can look forward to probably at least two more weeks of speculation before Jerry starts getting hot.
God, such a young Davey.
All right, that's a good look back.
And then old traffic.
Oh, we got old traffic?
Yeah.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
This is the one now, right? No, before it? Kind of run the... There we go.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
They're all kind of similar.
And what? Then do you guys know what the call-in bed now
we
is?
We had that clean.
We don't, now? I haven't heard a call-in bed.
It's been a minute since a call-in.
You're not keeping up with Cactus, bro.
Hey, P1s. Killer Hiller. Yep. And I'm at... So, come get a ticket t-shirt.
And I managed to save the old one, too.
I remember this one.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
And honestly, once we change those over, it's shocking for about a week.
Yeah.
And then I just get used to it.
I know.
Like the new one now and the one prior kind of runs together.
All close enough. So there you go, Kylie. Hopefully we helped you out. This is from P1 Michael. And this is a giggle. When anyone on the ticket mentions a team making a comeback, in my head, I always ask, a what back? Not sure if it's
what,
a...
You said what, right?
A what back.
Okay.
Not sure if it's
Justin was.
Not sure if it's a ticket exclusive started by Gordon or not, but it lives rent free in my head every time. And with this in mind, I think back to the classic outtake from Parks and Rec, and this is so good.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks,
Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky,
else?
Rocky, yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
In the video, she gets on her back. Yeah. I think.
Oh, Jerry loved it.
Dude, Jerry was double over.
The funniest thing Chris Pratt has ever said.
Oh, all
right. The only funny thing
you
Chris
take
Pratt
that
has
back,
ever
sir.
Said.
I don't know. I don't hate him like you do.
He just creeps me out.
Okay.
I don't know. Just gives me the creeps. One day, you'll see.
What? P1 Doug.
You'll see.
What?
Just wait. Time will catch up.
Yeah, you need
just
to.
Weirds me out.
Okay. One day we'll flesh this out.
Yes.
All right. P1 Douglas, sweet spot. A bit of audio that is rent-free is the WPIG scene in Wayne's World 2. Handsome Dan, feigning interest, is either in my head or audibly when I get stuck in an awkward, boring conversation with a coworker, or a simple question turns into a life story with a customer. Can't have that scene without Mr. Scream. And, of course, this is when they're trying to pub Wayne stock. And, yes, this is classic.
All right, our special guest right now, Wayne Campbell, Garth Elgar, Wayne's World. All right, talking about Wayne stock. Very exciting, big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a big concert at Adlai Stevenson Park.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to be a big party, you know. We've got some great bands coming.
Uh-huh.
Like Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
I just want to remind everybody that there's still plenty of tickets left.
Uh-huh.
But that's no reason to wait till the last minute.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a chance for the city of Aurora to do something fun.
Uh-huh.
And to put the city on the map.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, well, work is hard.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it, because you're a freak with a microphone.
Uh-huh.
It's not even challenging anymore. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Isn't that true, sphincter boy?
Uh-huh. What? Oh! They're getting closer all the time. All right, good information about Wainstock. Very exciting. We'll be back with more right after Pig Sports. Right now it's 16 minutes past the big hour. Is that not right, Mr. Scream? Great, good stuff. I think people are getting really cranked.
Uh-huh.
I think people are getting really cranked. It's so good. Oh, thank you, Douglas.
Mr. Scream.
And finally, P1 Doug, another Doug, not this Doug, he says...
White Doug.
Yes. I'm sure any of us that grew up in the Metroplex in the 90s can rattle off this jingle 30 years later, and it rolls around in his head anytime he sees a Cadillac, and just roll it.
Okay.
We'll all sing along.
Oh, my head!
No, 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 no. This is the jingle... Maybe you have a...
I got a ranch in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
I buy diamonds by the ton. Chase cuties in my Cadillac. Drill oil wells just for fun. When it comes to boots, I need a deal that'll fit me right. Toe to heel, so get the boots at Western Warehouse. Western Warehouse is overstocked. Dude. The buyer has gone mad.
That would run on every UHF channel. I don't know, you're watching late night wrestling on Saturdays or... anything,
oh, yeah.
Like a Ranger game on 27. That was just a staple of youth.
Would hear that one and then the Westway Ford commercial.
Wow.
That scared me as a little kid.
What?
I don't know. It was just so, the voice was so deep. And I was little. I was like 5.
It's almost Deep Eddie voice.
Bubba was crippled.
There you go.
Okay. I like that.
It lives on.
All it's
right,
still
that's,
around.
That's rent free. If you have
Bubba
anything.
Westway Ford.
Yeah, that's as a little kid, little 4 or 5 year old Mino, that'd give me nightmares.
And then it turned into other car makers like Isuzu.
Yeah,
which I thought
just
was
adding
really
on
weird.
Names to it.
All right, so if you want to add to the conversation, every Wednesday at 2:15, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Coming up next.